In our previous segment, we explored the concept of fast government, a concept introduced in a 2012 IBM Center book, Governing to Win. Innovation, speed, and performance are critical to realizing the promise of fast government. What are the barriers to innovation, speed, and performance? And what conditions give them a fighting chance in government? And how do we balance risk-taking with being a good steward of the public trust? In this half, we explore these questions and so much more with Robert Shea, contributor to the IBM Center report, Fast Government. Robert, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you.
Thanks, Michael.
So, Robert, you reference examples that illustrate that fostering innovation, speed, and performance in government is not an impossible task. Would you elaborate on those examples, such as the government security clearance process or producing an audited financial statement within 45 days? What are the obstacles to achieving those targets, and how do you overcome them?
So I think the greatest obstacle is a perception that they are so difficult to overcome that it's not worth trying. In the security clearance ones, there's a lot of attention focused on the fact that people weren't getting on the job, contractors weren't being hired because they couldn't get a security clearance. Congress passed a law setting a completely ridiculous goal of getting a security clearance done in 40 days. And they set some interim targets and said, we're going to bring you up here, haul you up here, someone might say, to see how you're doing and what we can do to help. And OMB took a leadership role in convening the relevant parties, set some targets, met regularly, identified things that we needed to do differently to get to that goal. And it was unbelievable to people that we actually met that target by the date in the law because people were focused on it regularly. They knew that they were going to be held accountable for this goal, and they brought whatever resources were necessary to do it. The same is true of audited financial statements. I had just worked on a law that moved the date for the financial statements from the end of March to the end of April. We shortened it by 30 days. Of course, the fiscal year ends at the end of September. When the management agenda was set and the milestones for each of the different initiatives, one of the financial management initiatives targets was to reduce the date for producing audited financial statements from 90 days to 45 days. And I remember hearing it and I'm thinking, I just shortened it by 30 days and people said I was out of my mind. Here they set a target of 45 days. The community thought it was virtually impossible. The theory was, if you're taking so long to produce audited financial statements, you don't have systems in place that produce financial information that can be used on a regular basis to make decisions. So if you set such an aggressive target, you're going to have to systematize your financial management. Well, however they got there, they got there. Most agencies today, except for perhaps the Department of Defense, are producing audited financial statements 45 days after the end of the fiscal year. It's not a magic date, but it emphasizes the importance of setting a clear goal, focusing on it, paying regular attention to it.
So what prompted your interest in this area, and why did you contribute to the report?
Well, IBM approached me and asked me, told me they were writing on the subject of speed, how to get things done faster. And I began to reflect on some of my experiences, and I thought I had something to contribute, especially in these two examples and many others where the thought that you can achieve these aggressive things is so out of the realm of possibility for many, and how that has proven time and time again to be inaccurate.
So your piece identifies three barriers to innovation, speed, and performance within government. I'd like to explore each of these, but first, the first one you discuss is the aversion to risk, and you claim it's the biggest barrier to innovation in government. Why is that the case?
Well, I think, you know, Michael, that there's an enormous oversight infrastructure. You've got OMB looking over your shoulder. You've got inspectors general looking over your shoulder. You've got the Government Accountability Office looking over your shoulder. And Congress, all of whom are ready to help you do your job, to tell you how you could do it better, what you're doing wrong. And there's a, you know, a wide variance in the way this oversight is conducted, but some of it can land you on the front page of the Washington Post. The current IRS example is probably the most prominent one right now. But you can be subjected to all kinds of abuse and ridicule for making a mistake in government that makes you really want to dot your I's and cross your T's, such that it's really stifling a lot of what could be real innovation and risk-taking.
Well, given your experience, both within government with the previous administration and now in the private sector and your expertise, how do you infuse government culture with a healthy dose of risk-taking? How can you do that?
Right. I think the key ingredient is leadership. You need to know, if you're a federal employee, that your leadership is going to stand by you when you make a mistake. Because if you take risks, not careless ones, I'm not talking about doing stupid stuff. You need to be thoughtful about it. But you need to do things that are different in the hopes that they will have a big payoff in terms of results, outcomes. But you need to, leadership needs to say, that's okay. And if you make a mistake, I'm going to defend you. I'm going to stand up for you.
So let's move on to the second barrier you identify. Another shortcoming among government agencies is in clarity of purpose. Why does the federal government have such a difficulty in setting clear goals?
Well, because what we do is hard. It's hard for a number of reasons. Number one, it's easy to count what we're doing every day, how many regulations we're issuing, how many checks we're cutting. Just the activity, it's really easy to measure that. It's harder to measure the impact of those things. How much better are kids learning? Is crime being reduced? Are we safer as a nation? Are we curing cancer? Those things are hard to measure, and it's hard for us to connect our activities to those ultimate outcomes. But ultimately, if we're not doing that, then I don't think we're really doing a great job of measuring the impact of our investment as a government.
So what's the third barrier you identified to innovation, speed, and performance within the federal government?
Well, the declining resources. This town is all about the budget. And unfortunately, the budgets are going down across the board. And with fewer resources, people need to be a little bit better about how they're investing. Hopefully, it's producing some greater attention to reducing waste, so that we can focus resources that are having on things that are having a better impact. But it's definitely a barrier. Innovation can be real expensive. You know, if you're talking about curing cancer, we need a lot more money so a lot more people can be focused on that issue. With fewer resources, we just need to be a lot more creative about how we're going to get there.
So, Robert, what do you say to the folks who assert that the budget constraints may, in fact, breed innovation?
Yeah. Well, I think that's true to a degree. It can foster innovation. But there are folks who say we ought to just stop doing stuff. We were just talking about my friend Owen Barwell, former deputy CFO at Energy and NASA. And he and I have this argument. He says we should stop talking about getting more with less. That's impractical. But I say whatever declining resources there are, we still have a lot of money to spend. And there's a lot of waste in government. Estimates are that we're spending vast amounts wastefully. Improper payments are estimated to be above $100 billion a year. That is money we could spend better, innovating, doing things better, faster, cheaper.
What conditions give innovation, speed, and performance a fighting chance in government? We will explore this question and so much more when the special edition of the Business of Government Hour returns.